This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of crude oil is up 0.9% this morning. Bigger picture, the price remains under $55 a barrel, down from 102 in June. Now, if you're chortling at the gas pump or chortling again when the heating oil truck leaves the bill, spare a thought for those who bet wrong on the price of oil. Perhaps one of the biggest one-way bets in the wrong direction came from the oil patch itself by a company and its founder at the center of the U.S. fossil fuel revolution. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Harold Hamm is the $8 billion oil man, the man behind the biggest drilling company in North Dakota, Continental Resources. Here he is in an earnings call about 5 weeks ago.
You know, we're at the bottom rung here on prices, and we'll see them recover pretty drastically, pretty quick.
That was November, when a barrel of oil sold for $78. Now it's 50-something. And?
Given our belief that the recent pullback in oil prices will be short-lived, we made changes to our existing hedge book by monetizing practically all of our oil contracts.
Okay, that's oil speak for we're betting on prices to rise. Continental had locked in nice high selling prices by what's called hedging until it stopped, and the company has lost half its value in 4 months. Gregory Zuckerman has written about Hamm in his oil and gas book, The Frackers.
As an investor, you want your oil and gas company to focus on getting the most energy out of the ground. You don't want them really speculating on the market.
As Zuckerman sees it, this goes hand in hand with Harold Hamm's astonishing success story. The son of Oklahoma sharecroppers, he started with nothing, and then he made an early crazy bet on North Dakota oil. He was stubborn.
You need that self-confidence, but it can bite you on the way down by making you a little too sure of yourself. And I would argue that when he took off these hedges, he showed signs of that.
It's not the first case of when hedges go bad. This just happens in the market of so-called derivatives, what Warren Buffett once called financial weapons of mass destruction.
Destruction is the key component.
Finance professor Jeff Harris teaches at American University.
Being on the wrong side of the market could easily destroy all the value of the company. The size of the market actually is much greater than any individual company in the world.
As for Harold Hamm and his company, he still thinks oil could rise, and he may well be right. Just as traders like to say, a little off in the timing. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.